A very, very happy and blessed New Year, my fellow Americans. So now God has allowed us to live and conclude yet another year of this wonderful life. We are indeed blessed, and we are here at this year-end to celebrate all that happened in the dynamic year 2014. For no matter what happened, remember as I do that all things, whether good or bad, all things work together for good. For good. And so as we ponder all 2014 things and we better understand our particular journey in this world, we give thanks to God Almighty for the many blessings we have enjoyed as a result of His generosity. We are different, and hopefully we have grown. We were about the reinvention of our lives, changing. And hopefully we now know better who we are and our mission in life, and with renewed purpose for this great year, 2015. And so we make our vows and our promises, our so-called New Year's resolutions to do better and live different, more dynamic lives. That indeed is a good exercise, and I hope you do it. And so for my company and me, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, we give honor, thanks, and praise for the blessings we have enjoyed. And we look with energy and excitement at the challenges and opportunities of the great year 2015. It has been our privilege and honor to serve God and country, as we have done since 1958, now for some 56 years. It has been a joyful journey, and we feel confident that the year 2015 will be our very best. We resolve at the end of this year that the next year will be even more productive with God's blessings, and so we ask you to join us in the making of resolutions for the new year 2015. We resolve to be a witness, a better one. May we, the people of faith, be ever more diligent in our witness in both word and deed. All things religious and in many ways, especially Christianity in America, are under attack. Religions of all stripes are disrespected and denigrated. There is rampant hostility between the Christian and the secular. The battle rages not only spiritually, but on a civil and constitutional level. The First Amendment freedoms of religion and speech are attacked, limited and circumscribed. And in fact, there is an outright attempt to silence any such witness, as in the military forces, for example. And hostile atheists are determined to rid the public square of anything religious. Therefore, more so than ever in the face of that opposition and oppression, we are called upon to be more than ever salt and light. Our witness to the world, championing our faith, standing tall for all our beliefs and as Christians, making certain the love of Jesus Christ is heard anew everywhere, loud and strong, especially in America. Stand up and speak out. And go ye into every corner of America, standing tall for what you believe, and spread the good news proudly and aggressively, exercising your constitutional right to the free exercise of religion and the free exercise of religious speech. Do it. Stand up for all things Judeo-Christian, even as the attack becomes virulent and anti-Semitic. Whether in Israel or the world over, the Jews once again are under attack, and no Christian should allow that to happen. Christians are required to stand with Israel and the Jews in order to experience the blessing of God Almighty. Do so as we do. That is our prayer for you. We live with a government and a president which is becoming more hostile to all things religious, whether overtly or subtly. And we must stand up to Washington and our federal government as never before. And pursue more than ever, my fellow Americans, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We live in a world of a lie, a world where there is little truth or only some. We live in a world of spin and things politically correct. Relativism abounds. It is a world without true morality and one with situation ethics where whatever seems right or is right for the individual at the time is in fact right to them. Virtually anything goes, anything. The lie pervades Washington, does it ever? Greed and immorality infest Wall Street. They surely do. Even the Christian church has its own share of scandal, abuse, and compromise, the most hideous of lies which cannot be tolerated. We need now more than ever to be straight, honest, and truthful, no matter the consequences. We need to be people of character, predictable and reliable. Stand for the truth, my fellow Americans, no matter the cost, and demand it from others. And learn. Let's learn more this year. Let's study now more than ever, my fellow Americans. Study to show yourself approved unto God as men and women not ashamed of the power of the gospel, rightly understanding the meaning of the scriptures and the word of God. That is profitable and necessary. The power and understanding of scripture for Christians and Jews must be deep in our hearts, structure our minds, and direct our thinking. No matter how many times a passage may be read, there is always more. There's always something deeper, richer, better, and different. Always, the more you study. So learn, grow, think, and ponder, and pray, knowing that all scripture is given inspirationally, and it provides the very inspiration you and I need now more than ever. And we suggest you study carefully the Constitution now more than ever. It is what we are as Americans. Read the Declaration of Independence, the marvelous Constitution document, and even more exciting and powerful, the Bill of Rights. Know your rights. Know them so that those who would take them from you can never do so. Resolve in the great year 2015 to be more civically responsible and to be a better citizen of this great country. And my fellow Americans, thank God for the United States of America. And for the privilege to be a citizen of this great country, one of a kind. We are blessed as no other people in all of history to live as we do, where we do, and how we do. We have opportunities and privileges available nowhere else in the world. Give thanks for that and resolve to protect and defend. You show your love for America by your work ethic, by what you do, by your civic and civil fruits. We know you as a loyal and loving American. So do something. Do anything for America. Every day you are privileged to live here. You can become a leader of something, of anything. And that is important to America. You as a leader of something. You can influence others, whether only two or three, or perhaps more. You can help others grow as American citizens. And whatever your talents, use them for this great country. Resolve in the great year 2015 to do something, do anything for America. That, we think, is not only your duty and ours, but it is your and our privilege as well. Protect your way of life. Be for America watchmen and women on the walls, holding elected officials accountable, being involved in the political process, understanding how things work politically where you live, joining organizations which are active in the protection of the rights and privileges of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You can do something, anything. So just do it. Just do it. And think more seriously, financial. We are a nation, part of the world itself, which is spiraling out of control financially. Debt mounts by the billions daily. We spend without compunction, compulsively and carelessly. We seem to care not for the future, even our children and grandchildren, but only the present. We battle budget deficits, and we are unwilling to be accountable. I'll resolve, my fellow Americans, to end that. End it. For our country and for you, remembering that admonition of old, owe no man nothing. Nothing. Live within your means and do what you can to make America do the same. We the people live by balanced budgets or we go under. And we should make our very own country do the same. Cut spending if we don't have the money. Cap spending when we run out of money. And balance our budget so that we spend no more than what we take in. Otherwise, there can be no future for America or us. No future at all. And elect to office men and women who are fiscally responsible and require of those now in office that they be fiscally responsible with our money and our country. And that takes courage and sacrifice, but it is now time more than ever for that, for our country and for us. We've got to be fiscally responsible. And may we suggest a greater emphasis on prayer and meditation? The power of prayer is incredible. Whether secular or a person of faith, meditation is equally powerful. Take time to be quiet. both allow one to quietly contemplate and think through all things valuable, really valuable, and allow the incredible truths and wisdom of the God of the universe to appear and enlighten you. Prayer and meditation allows us to be patient, to wait upon the Lord, to feel the best things in life, the spiritual, and that special spiritual dimension. We need so much more of that. That kind of quiet waiting produces a sound mind, for there is both power and love in meditation and prayer. You know, prayer still works wonders. It works if we the people will first humble ourselves before the Almighty, and that's a really difficult task for so many, and then in humility pray, and constantly seek the will and the leading of the Lord, and to turn from our evil ways and to the things of the Lord. That is a powerful cleansing process and the key to the highest powers and energies available to any person. The scriptures say pray without ceasing. That is, be in a constant prayer mode. Meditate constantly on whatever is good and righteous and holy and loving. And let your mind now more than ever in 2015 think on these things. The good things, the right things, the holy things. Think on them in a world so opposite. Pray, meditate, and think straight, and think clear every day of your life, and 2015 will be something incredibly special. We ask that with us, you resolve to do that, and love. Thank God for love. Love now more than ever. That is what this world and you and I need, love. Not in a mere popular sense, but in a deeply spiritual way. For Christians, the love of Christ should abound now more than ever, for we can have all of the faith and hope possible, but the greatest of these, and all others for that matter, is love. Love. We are admonished that at all times we should love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength as a first and critical human priority. Then and only then can we love our neighbors as ourselves, the second great commandment. We do sincerely hope and pray that the new year will allow all of us to love God more, our neighbors more, and even our very own selves more. The more we love ourselves, the better we can love our neighbor and our God. Loving neighbors, however, is sometimes difficult, for hatred, so much of it abounds in this world. It is all too easy to marginalize, to criticize, and look for things wrong in other people when we should resolve to reconcile where we can, to mend fences and move forward in positive directions. Perhaps only prayer and meditation can energize the loving process. The more we pray, the better we can love, even our enemies. And there are so many of them, are there not? But perhaps we can find some way to show love in the new year, no matter how difficult. The process of love, the pilgrimage of love in this world in 2015 is perhaps our greatest challenge, but also our greatest reward. Love conquers all and abides forever. So, my fellow Americans, we, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, and I, its president, Don Crawford, hope and pray for you and yours a very blessed, happy, prosperous, and productive new year. May the year 2015 be the best ever for you and your family in every way. Thank you. Most sincerely do we thank you for listening to and participating in the lives of our radio stations as we seek now more than ever to serve God and country. Join with us in that mission and task, if you will, and we pray that you will become a better ambassador for your God and your country. Let the Christmas message echo loud and clear throughout the great year 2015, and let it be your very own credo. Let these words guide you and motivate you and provide love for you. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill for all mankind.